The federal budget could significantly impact Oklahoma hospitals and Medicaid recipients. Details on how Oklahoma City is addressing waterline breaks, and a new addition to the Oklahoma City Zoo. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, July 11th. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma healthcare leaders estimate state hospitals will see $6.3 billion in Medicaid reimbursement cuts due to President Donald Trump's mega bill. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this could mean reduced services and eventually closures, especially in rural areas.
The package imposes limits on provider taxes and state-directed payments for hospitals, which means over time, Oklahoma hospitals will lose out on billions in Medicaid dollars. Daryl Voss is the president of Mercy Southern Oklahoma Communities. He says these are the largest cuts he's seen in decades.
I've never seen this large, this draconian of cuts, kind of shrouded in the fact that we're just talking about people, cutting people that shouldn't be on Medicaid. There's a bigger story to be told here.
67% of Oklahoma's rural hospitals are already operating with losses on patient services. Voss says Mercy will do everything it can to keep services online as it makes its way through these cuts. But he has, quote, grave concerns for programs that are heavily laden with Medicaid patients. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma City has seen a dramatic uptick in waterline breaks over the past year. Grayson Wheeler has more on why and what's being done about it.
From July 2024 through June 2025, Oklahoma City sprang nearly twice as many water leaks as it did in the same period a year earlier. In response, the city says it's doubling its budget for waterline replacements in the new fiscal year, which started at the beginning of July. The city attributes the increase in leaks to aging infrastructure. Most of the breaks are happening in pipes more than 50 years old. Oklahoma's red dirt also expands when it's wet and shrinks up when it dries out, which puts added strain on the pipes. This announcement comes the same week a 4-foot water main break brought low water pressure to parts of the city and closed all 4 lanes of the crucial thoroughfare May Avenue for days. City officials say they hope to open some lanes by Monday. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma City Thunder have locked up their big three for the rest of this decade. Ryan LaCroix reports on new contract extensions for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, and Chet Holmgren.
The reigning NBA champs continued their summer of celebration by officially announcing a 4-year, $285 million Supermax extension for SGA on Tuesday. That was followed on Wednesday by ESPN's report that Holmgren has agreed to a 5-year rookie max extension for $250 million. And to wrap it all up, ESPN reported on Thursday that Jalen J-Dub Williams will also ink a rookie max extension for 5 years and $287 million. Collectively, that has the Thunder spending $822 million to keep their young core of stars together for the next 6 seasons. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
The Oklahoma City Zoo unveiled a statue Thursday honoring the singer behind the hit Christmas song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. We get details from Thomas Pablo.
Dozens of zoo-goers crowded together in the zoo's pachyderm building to see Gayla Peavy at her new memorial. That statue is coated in bronze. It depicts a 10-year-old Peavy standing in front of a hippo emerging from the water.
I just hope that every time, when I'm long gone, not around anymore, that you look at it and it brings a smile to your face and you remember, you know, just that little song is something that brought some cheer into the world.
She says she was honored to be remembered for a song that provides so much joy. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.